No, we'll just go back and forth. It's not a problem. We do that kind of thing all the time. So this is July 17th, 2008, Croatia.
On air. This is going to be on air.
On će biti na zraku, u engleskom to znači isto da ćemo biti isto u eteru. Kao u smislu će biti snimljena.
So I think it's very good that when we are meditating on air that we're outside.
I mislim da je jako dobro, budući da meditiramo na zrak, da se nalazimo vani.
So we're going to first meditate on the qualities of air and how those remind us of Krishna's qualities.
Najprije ćemo meditirati na kvalitete zraka i kako nas to podsjeća na Krišnine kvalitete.
Then we're going to focus on Krishna's opulence of strength.
Potom ćemo se usredotočiti na Krišnine obilje snage.
We're then going to meditate on the fact that the absolute truth has transcendental qualities.
A onda ćemo meditirati na činjenicu da transcendentalna istina ima takve odlike.
And then Krishna's pastimes in relationship to air.
I govorit ćemo o Krišninim zabavama u odnosu na zrak.
So, especially since we're outside, I'd like us first to try to increase our awareness of the air around us.
Budući se nalazimo vani, voljela bih da usredotočimo svoju svjesnost na zrak koji se nalazi oko nas.
See if you can be aware of the movement of the air against your skin, its temperature, and its pressure.
Pokušajte biti svjesni pokreta zraka po vašoj koži, temperaturi zraka, isto tako i pritiska zraka.
It's a little difficult, isn't it?
Malo je to teško, zar ne?
Because the air is very subtle.
Jer zrak je jako subtilan.
The fact that the air is all around us, but is very subtle, reminds us how Krishna is around us in the same way.
To što je zrak svuda oko nas opet je tako subtilan, podsjeća nas kako je Krishna isto tako prisutan na sličan način.
Please look around you at the other people and the different living entities in our environment.
Pogledajte oko sebe druga živa bića i ostale ljude koji se nalaze u našoj okolini.
Krishna is in the heart of each person here, of each clump of grass, of each tree, of each little insect.
Krishna je u srcu svake osobe koja se nalaze ovdje, u svakom gusenu travi, u svakom kukcu i u svakom mravu.
And of every atom.
I svakom atomu.
Can you see him?
Možete li ga vidjeti?
Can we feel him?
Možemo li ga osjetiti?
Yet he's there.
On je ipak tu.
So the air is all around us.
Zrak je svuda oko nas.
We can certainly feel the heat.
Možemo zasigurno osjetiti toplinu.
But that we're not exactly feeling the air, we're feeling the sun.
Ali to ne osjećamo zrak, već osjećamo sunce.
It's almost impossible to feel the air at all.
Gotovo je nemoguće uopće osjetiti zrak.
So Krishna is also like that.
Krishna isto tako.
He's everywhere, but it's very difficult to tell that he's everywhere.
On je svuda, ali jako je teško vidjeti da se on nalazi svuda.
Now the air is not only very subtle, it's also pressing down on our bodies at every moment.
Zrak nije samo jako subtilan, već svakoga trenutka pritišće naše tijelo.
How many of you have been in an airplane?
Koliko vas bilo u zrakoplovu?
So when you go in an airplane, then you notice the air pressure because it affects your ears.
Kada se vozite u zrakoplovu, onda osjetite taj pritisak zraka, plav zraka, jer osjećate pritisak u ušima.
But generally, we're not aware of this at all.
Ali obično toga uopće nismo svjesni.
So right now, the air is pressing on every part of our body about 5 kgs for every 3 square centimeters.
I u ovom trenutku zrak pritišće naše tijelo 5 kilograma po svaka 3 centimetra kvadratna.
That's a lot of weight.
Puno je to težine.
But we're not feeling it at all.
ali mi to uopće ne osjećamo.
And in a similar way, Krishna is actually holding us, but we're not feeling it.
Na sličan način Krishna i nas drži, ali mi to ne osjećamo.
We have no conscious awareness of it.
Nismo toga svjesni.
Except if we're going up in an airplane.
Osim ako se vozimo u avionu.
So in a similar way, we're only aware of Krishna's presence when we get in touch with the scriptures and the Guru.
Na sličan način svjesni smo Krishnovog prisustva jedino u dodiru sa svetim spisima i Guruom.
So we very rarely feel the air, except if it's moving.
Jako rijetko osjećamo zrak, osim ako se ne kreće.
We also do not see the air at all.
Isto tako uopće ne vidimo zrak.
But look behind me, you can see the tent, and over there, you see the tent is moving a little.
Ali pogledajte za mene i svuda oko nas šator se polako miče.
Or it's very slightly moving the leaves on some of these trees.
I lagano pokreće lišće na drveću.
So the way that we, when we see the air moving something, we can remember.
Kada vidimo da zrak nešto pokreće, možemo se sjetiti.
That Krishna is visible in the same way by his effects.
Da je Krishna na sličan način isto tako prisutan svojim učincima.
Just like when I look at this tent, I know it was created by an intelligent being.
Kada vidim ovaj šator, znam da ga stvorilo inteligentno biće.
I don't see the being who created it.
Ne vidim biće koje ga je stvorilo.
But the fact that there's an intelligent creator is obvious by the effects.
Ali očito je da postoji inteligentni stvaritelj po tome što vidimo posljedice stvari.
This is something we can meditate on whenever we see something moving by the air.
To je nešto na što možemo meditirati svaki puta kada vidimo da zrak nešto pokreće.
As something that's very subtle can be perceived by its effects.
Kako se nešto jako suptilno može opaziti po učincima koje stvara.
So Krishna, who is unseen to material eyes, is also visible by his effects.
Isto tako Krishna koji je nevidljiv ljudskim materijalnim očima može se vidjeti po učincima koje stvara.
Now what's extremely interesting is that air seems to be less substantial than, say, this tree. The tree seems to be much more solid than the air.
Zanimljivo je što zrak ima manje substance, izgleda tako, barem od drveta koje se čini puno tvarnije od zraka.
But the air can move the tree.
Ali zrak može pokrenuti drvo.
So one time I was in the middle of a hurricane.
Jednom sam bila usred uragana.
And huge trees, this big, were swaying like this in the wind.
I ogromna su se drva nihala na vjetru.
And in the morning we saw that many of these very big trees had been completely knocked down.
I ujutro smo vidjeli da su ta velika stabla bila potpuno srušena na tlo.
Or sometimes in a big windstorm called a tornado, the air is so strong, it's going about 600 kilometers an hour.
Ili smo čuli za ovo vjetrovite oluje, gdje je vjetar tako jak da ponekad puše do 600 km na sat.
And the air is so powerful it can take a little piece of wood and push it through metal.
A zrak je tako moćan da mali komadić drva može gurnuti čak kroz metal.
So Krishna is the most subtle.
Krishna je najsubtilniji.
And he can move things that appear to be more substantial than himself.
I može pokretiti stvari koje se izgledaju kao da su tvarnije od njega, kao da imaju tvarnosti.
The more subtle the thing is, actually the more it has power.
No, što je nešto suptilnije, to je moćnije.
When we see the very subtle air, you can't even, can you feel it?
Kada vidimo suptilan zrak, možete li ga osjetiti?
No, you can't feel it.
Ne možete.
And yet it can move a big tree.
A opet pokreće veliko stablo.
It can move a whole building.
Može pokrenuti čitavu zgradu.
It can pick up a car and throw it around.
Može pokupiti auto i baciti ga.
So we are not able to perceive Krishna with our gross senses.
Svojim grubim osjetilima ne možemo opaziti Krishna.
And yet he's moving everything.
A on sve pokreće.
So whenever you see the air moving something,
kad god vidite da zrak nešto pokreće,
you can remember this potency of Krishna.
Možete se sjetiti te Krishnine moći.
Also, which mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, that the air carries other things without mixing with them.
Isto je rečeno u Bhagavad Gita da zrak pokreće razne stvari bez da se miješa s njima.
It can carry different aromas.
Može nositi različite mirise.
And yet the air itself remains pure.
A sam zrak ostaje čist.
The air also is carrying water vapor.
Isto tako, zrak nosi I kapljice vode.
Or little bits of dirt.
Ili komadiće prašine.
But the gases of the air remain as they are.
Ali plinovi u zraku ostaju kakvi jesu.
When we see the air carrying other things,
kada vidimo da zrak nosi druge stvari,
we can remember how Krishna is in our heart.
Možemo se sjetiti kako je Krishna u našem srcu.
He's aware of our desires.
Svjestan naših želja.
And yet he's not affected.
A opet to ne utiče na njega.
In fact, that is even true for us.
To vrijedi čak I za nas.
Although we are inside this body and inside this mind,
iako se nalazimo u tome tijelu I u tome umu,
we are actually always pure.
Uvijek smo zapravo čisti.
We are never mixing with the body and the mind.
Nikada se ne miješamo s tijelom I s umom.
We are like a person watching a movie or watching a video game.
Mi smo poput osobe koja gleda film ili neku video igricu.
We may be identifying with the characters.
Možda se poistovjećujemo s likovima.
But actually we're completely separate.
Ali smo u stvari potpuno odvojeni.
We never really enter into the movie.
Nikada u stvari ne ulazimo u film.
Although psychologically it feels like we do.
Iako psihološki se čini kao da to činimo.
So in a similar way we are always the observer.
Na sličan način mi smo uvijek oni koji opažaju.
What do you speak of Krishna? He is always neutral.
A što te kreće o Krishni? On je uvijek neutralan.
Just like the air is always neutral.
Baš kao što je zrak uvijek neutralan.
The air is also burning our food.
Zrak sagorjeva I našu hranu.
Yesterday we were meditating on fire.
Jučer smo meditirali na vatru.
So oxygen is necessary for the process of combustion.
Zrak je potreban za proces sagorjevanja.
One way to put out a fire is to cut off its supply of oxygen.
Vatru možemo ugasiti ako jednostavno prekinemo dotok kisika.
So in order to have nourishment, we must also have air.
Da bismo primili hranu, hranjive tvari, potreban je zrak.
So in order for us to live, Krishna is present not only in the fire of digestion, but also in the air needed for that combustion.
Pa isto tako je Krishna prisutan ne samo u vatri potrebnoj za probavu, već isto tako I u zraku koji je potreban za sagorjevanje.
Air is also our most essential physiological need.
Zrak je isto tako naša najosnovnija fiziološka potreba.
We can live without air only for a few minutes.
Bez zraka možemo živjeti svega nekoliko minuta.
Just imagine if you had a wonderful, delicious meal in front of you.
Zamislite da je pred vama ukusno, fino jelo.
You're eating it with your best friends.
I vi to jedete s vašim najboljim prijateljima.
The setting is beautiful.
Sve izgleda jako lijepo.
The building is beautiful.
Zgrada je jako lijepa, prostor gdje se nalazite.
You're wearing very comfortable clothes.
Nosite udobnu odjeću.
The climate, the weather is just perfect.
Vrijeme je baš savršeno.
You have plenty of money in the bank.
U banci imate dovoljno novca.
But you have no air.
Ali nemate zraka.
How can you enjoy anything?
Kako možete u bilo čemu uživati?
As soon as there's no air, everything else is finished.
Čim nema zraka, gotovo je sa svim ostalim.
In the same way, Krishna is the most essential aspect of our lives.
Slično tome, Krishna je najvažniji dio našeg života.
If we have everything else and we don't have Krishna,
ako imamo sve ostalo, nemamo Krishna,
then how can we be happy?
Kako možemo biti sretni?
And we see this among materialistic people.
Vidimo to I među materialistima.
They may have so many things.
Mogu imati jako puno stvari.
But their ability to enjoy those things is limited.
Ali oni u tome mogu uživati samo kratko vrijeme.
We find that great devotees are able to actually enjoy the world.
No, vidimo da veliki bhakte uistinu uživaju u svijetu.
If you read about the members of the Yadu dynasty or the residents of Vrindavana when Krishna is here,
ako čitate o članovima Yadu dinastije ili o stanovnicima Vrindavana,
they are enjoying so many things.
Uživali su toliko mnogo stvari.
They had wealth, wonderful families, opulent facility, conquering over their enemies.
Imali su bogatstvo, divne obitelji, isto tako divne uvjete za život I pobjeđivali su svoje neprijatelje.
And they were actually getting great pleasure from those things.
I zapravo je to bilo veliko zadovoljstvo za njih.
Because their center was Krishna.
Jer im je centar bio Krishna.
And of course, those in the spiritual world are full of varieties of enjoyment.
I naravno u duhovnom svijetu postoje velike raznolikosti uživanja.
Because Krishna is the center.
Jer Krishna je centar.
Prabhupada many times compares being a materialist to being a fish out of water.
Prabhupada je često materialista uspoređivao s ribama koje su izvan vode.
That can't breathe.
Koje ne mogu disati.
This morning I was chanting japa by the sea.
Jutro sam mantrala japu pokraj mora.
And there was this fisherman who was catching his fish.
A riba je tamo lovio svoje ribe.
And without the ability to breathe in the water, there cannot be happy on the land.
A ribe ne mogu biti sretne na kopnu.
So this is our situation if we don't have air.
Tako je s nama ako nemamo zrak.
So every time we breathe,
svaki put kad dišem,
we can think like that about Krishna.
Možemo tako razmišljati o Krishna.
Actually, we can try that right now. Why don't we take a minute to meditate on our breathing?
Možemo to upravo sad pokušati. Uzmemo jednu minutu I meditiramo na disanje.
And how Krishna is the most essential element of our life, just like that.
I kako je Krishna na taj način najvažniji dio našeg života. Sjetite kako zrak hrani sve vaše stanice.
That air is actually Krishna.
Taj zrak je u stvari Krishna.
Arjuna says this to Krishna when he sees the universal form.
Arjuna to rekao Krishna kad je vidio univerzalni oblik.
Says, you are earth, you are water, you are fire, you are air.
Rekao je, ti si zemlja, ti si vatra, ti si zrak, ti si voda.
This is Krishna filling us with the essential ingredient of life.
To je Krishna koji nas puni s osnovnim sastojcima za život.
It's so easy to be aware of Krishna if we just take a minute to think like that.
Tako je lako biti svjestan Krishna ako samo na trenutak razmislimo o tome.
Now let's look again at the air moving the trees.
Pogledamo sada ponovno zrak koji pokreće drveće.
It almost looks like the trees are dancing.
Izgleda gotovo kao da drveće pleše.
Actually, Kavi Kanapur describes it just like that.
Kavi Kanapur to upravo tako opisuje.
He says that the trees are dancing with their teacher, the wind.
Rečeno da drveće pleše sa svojim učiteljem, vjetrom.
And sometimes this movement of the leaves makes very beautiful patterns.
Ponekad to kretanje lišća stvara jako lijepe uzorke.
And when you walk down to the sea next time, see how the wind is making patterns in the water.
Kada sljedeći put budete hodali pokraj mora, pogledajte kako vjetar stvara različite obrasce na vodi.
These patterns of the wind on the plants and on the water can remind us of Krishna's very graceful dancing.
I to nas može podsjetiti na Krishnino jako lijepo plesanje.
But when Krishna is dancing with the gopis, he's dancing in several circles.
Kada Krishna pleše s gopima, pleše nekoliko krugova.
And they're forming very different patterns with their dancing.
I stvaraju različite oblike svojim plesom.
Sometimes Krishna dances like a peacock.
Ponekad Krishna pleše poput pauna.
And everyone in Vrindavan becomes stunned to see Krishna dancing like this.
I to zadivi sve stanovnike Vrindavana.
So every time we see the wind moving something, we can remember Krishna's dancing in Vrindavana.
Svaki put kad vidimo da vjetar nešto pokreće, možemo zasjetiti Krishnog plesa u Vrindavanu.
Actually, the wind also makes patterns in the sand.
Vjetar stvara oblike I u pjesku.
So on the plants, in the water, and in the sand.
Na biljkama, u vodi I na pjesku.
And this can remind us how Krishna's dancing is evident everywhere.
To nas može podsjetiti kako je Krishna ples prisutan svude.
So for each of the elements, we focused on one of Krishna's opulences.
Kod svakog elementa mi smo se usredotočili na jedno obilje Krishna.
For earth we focused on wealth.
Na zemlji smo se usredotočili na bogatstvo.
For air we focused on beauty.
Kod air?
For air.
Ako draga smo se sretočili na ljepotu.
No, for fire, I'm sorry. For fire, we focused on beauty.
Za vatru smo se sretočili na ljepotu.
No, air is power. Beauty is fire. Renunciation we need to do. Sky, intelligence, mind. What are we missing?
Fame! For water we focused on fame.
Kod vode smo se sretočili na slavu.
And on air we're going to focus on strength.
Ako zraka ćemo se sretočiti na snagu.
So we know that the strongest beings are related with air.
Znamo da su najjače biće povezane sa zrakom.
So who are some very strong living entities that are associated with the air?
Koje su jako moćne živa biće povezane sa zrakom?
In the scriptures.
U spisima.
Čumi se zraku. Hanuman.
Yes, Hanuman. He is the son of the wind.
Hanuman je sin vjetra.
Garuda, who flies in the air.
Garuda koji leti zrakom.
Who else is the son of the wind?
Ko je još sin vjetra?
Bhima.
Bhima.
One more.
Još jedan.
Madhvacharya. And they are all very strong.
Svi su oni snažni.
Madhvacharya is considered to be an incarnation of the wind god.
Madhvacharya se smatra inkarnacijom Boga vjetra.
So we have seen that each element is very powerful.
Vidimo da svaki element jako moćan.
There can be earthquakes and volcanoes.
Može doći do potresa I izvora I do vulkana.
There can be tsunamis.
Tsunamija.
Waterfalls, hydroelectric power.
Do vodopada I hidroelektrične energije.
The destruction from fire.
Uništenje od vatre.
But still the strongest thing is considered the air.
No, najjačim se ipak smatra zrak.
This is also amazing because the air is the most subtle.
To isto zadivljujuće jer je zrak najsubtilniji.
But the kind of destruction that can be formed by the air is complete devastation.
No, zrak može stvoriti potpuno uništenje.
So let's think for a minute about Krishna's strength.
Razmislimo na trenutak o Krishnoj snazi.
Now one nice thing about Krishna's strength is that it's practically effortless.
Jedna divna stvar u vezi Krishna snage da on to čini gotovo bez napora.
He doesn't have to have big muscles or, you know, strain.
Nisu mu potrebni veliki mišići, niti se treba naprezati.
When he wants to lift up a big mountain, he just does it with his little finger.
Kada želi podići veliku planinu, on to učini s malim prstom.
With no effort at all.
Bez ikakvog napora.
Or as Seshanag, he's holding up the whole earth and it's like a little seed on the top of his head.
Šešanaga nosi planete na svojoj glavi I to mu poput malih zrnaca na glavi.
It says he doesn't even feel the planet sitting on his head.
Čak I ne osjeća planete kako mu se nalaze na glavi.
Sometimes Prabhupada says that Krishna is holding the planet like we hold a piece of dirt in our hand.
Prabhupada je nekad znao reći da Krishna drži planete kao što mi držimo zemlju u ruci.
Without any effort.
Bez ikakvog napora.
He says if Krishna were to open his hand,
rekao je, ako bi Krishna otvorio svoju ruku,
the whole planet would scatter like dust.
Svi bi se planeti raspršili poput prašine.
So the planet is pretty big.
Planet je prilično velik.
And yet Krishna is holding it without any effort.
A Krishna ga drži bez I malo napora.
Actually, not only the planet, but the entire universe is just floating like a bubble.
Ne samo planete, već I čitavi svemir I plutaju poput mihurića.
And Krishna is managing everything in his sleep.
A Krishna sve to uspije kontrolirati u svom snu.
No effort.
Bez ikakvog napora.
Insignificant.
Vrlo beznačajno za njega.
One of my favorite paintings is of Krishna with the wrestlers in Kamsa's wrestling arena.
Jedna od mojih najdražih slika je ona s Krishnom I Hrvačima u Hrvatskoj areni.
And he's just a 16-year-old boy and very delicate.
On je nježan, 16-godišnji mladić.
And yet he's finishing off these big muscle men wrestlers.
A savladaju te velike mišićave borce.
Again, without effort.
Bez ikakvog napora.
Or we were Krishna as a very little boy in Vrindavana. And he's fighting against these huge demons. And it's not like he has to exert some big power. Like Keshi demon, he just sticks his fist in his mouth. And the demon is dead. But with Bakasura, he's just taking the, like a blade of grass, and like a child would do, he's just raking. We find with Lord Ramachandra and his army, but he's attacking Ravana, who has weapons more amazing than the modern nuclear weapons.
Isto tako se Ramachandra bori s Ravanom koji ima oružja koji su bila čak I moćni od suvremenih nuklearnih oružja.
And he has all these very powerful demons with mystic powers.
A sa sebom je imao moćne demone s mističnim moćima.
And the monkeys just have some rocks and sticks.
A majmuni su imali štapove I kamenje.
And Ramachandra and Lakshman, they have some arrows, Prabhupada says.
Prabhupada kaže da su Lakshman I Ramachandra imali neke strijele.
And yet they're able to vanquish the power of Ravana.
Opet su mogli se vladati Ravaninu moć.
This is something we can meditate on whenever we see the power of the wind.
To je ono na što možemo meditirati svaki puta kada vidimo moć vjetra.
Prabhupada also says in that purport that we in the Hare Krishna movement that we in the Hare Krishna movement do not have all the expert weapons of the people in the materialistic society. We don't have control over the media. We're not running a country or having armies. And yet in the same way as Ramachandra and his monkeys conquered Ravana, we have the ability to conquer the materialistic society.
Ali baš kao što je Ramachandra I njegovi majmuni su svladali Ravanu, tako I mi imamo sposobnost da svladamo I suvremeno društvo, materialističko društvo.
What are our weapons?
Koje su naše oružje?
Some kartals, some mrdanga, right? Just that we're singing and dancing.
Kartal I mrdanga, ples I pjesma.
Our faith,
naša vjera.
Our books,
naše knjige.
But who would think that we could conquer society with Sanskrit books?
Ali tko bi rekao da ćemo mi svladati društvo s sanskritskim knjigama?
Just like who would think that this air that we cannot even feel and can destroy a whole town?
Tko bi rekao da ovaj zrak koji ne možemo ni osjetiti može uništiti čitav jedan grad?
So this is an advantage. No one takes this very seriously.
I to je prednost što nas nitko zapravo ozbiljno ne shvaća.
They don't think we're a threat.
Ne smatraju nas prijetnjom.
A few hundred, a few thousand people with some drums and cymbals and some Sanskrit books.
Par stotina ljudi sa bubnjevima, nekim tu činelama I nekim knjigama na sanskritu.
Now we're going to look at Krishna's qualities.
Sada ćemo pogledati Krishnine odlike.
When we meditated on earth, we thought about Krishna's abode.
Kada smo meditirali na zemlji, razmišljali smo o Krishninom prebivalištu.
When we meditated on water, we thought of Krishna's pastimes.
Kada smo meditirali na vodu, razmišljali smo o Krishninim zabavama.
When we meditated on fire, we thought of Krishna's form.
Kada smo meditirali na vatru, razmišljali smo o Krishninom obliku.
Now with air, we're going to meditate on the fact that the Supreme Lord has qualities.
A sada, kod zraka, meditirat ćemo na to da Svevišnji gospodin posjeduje odlike.
So many people think that God is a formless energy or power without qualities.
Mnogi ljudi misle da je Bog bezlična energija bez ikakve moći.
But just like the air is very subtle, still it has qualities.
No baš kao što je zrak jako suptilan, ipak ima odlike.
It has weight and pressure.
Ima težinu I tlak.
It's carrying aromas.
Nosi mirise.
It has humidity.
Vlažanje.
So Krishna is also having qualities.
Krishna isto tako posjeduje odlike.
Actually, The more subtle that the qualities are, the more pleasurable they are.
I u stvari što su odlike subtilnije, to više zadovoljstva pružaju.
So sometimes it is said that Krishna has unlimited qualities.
Ponekad je rečeno da Krishna ima neograničene odlike.
Other times his qualities are described as being 64 in number.
Nekad se kaže da ih ima 64.
I'm wondering if any of you have some favorite quality of Krishna that you'd like to share.
Imate li vi neku najdražu odliku Krishne koju biste željeli podijeliti s nama?
Krishna is very grateful. He never forgets even the slightest devotion or service that someone gives him. So I was very intrigued because gratefulness is a sign of personality, so it helps me perceive Krishna as a person.
Guru Bhakti kaže da se jako sviđa to što je Krishna zahvalan, da on nikada ne zaboravi službu koju Bhakti učini za njega, tako da je to bilo jako zanimljivo, ta njegova odlika, što zapravo govori da on osoba.
Anybody else?
Još netko?
Merciful. Yes, one time heard a devotee say, things don't seem fair.
Čula sam da jedan Bhakti jednom rekao, pa ne čini se da ovo baš sve ne fair.
I said, you don't want things to be fair.
Ja sam rekla, ti ne želiš da stvari budu fair, poštene.
You want Krishna to be merciful.
Želiš da Krishna bude milostiv.
We don't want to get exactly what we deserve.
Ne želimo dobiti ono što zaslužujemo.
Any other quality that somebody really likes about Krishna?
Ima li još koja odlika koja vam se sviđa kod Krishna? Krishna je isto tako pjesnički nastrojen, on se ponekad čali sa Darani i riječi koje on govori ponekad imaju dvostruka značenja.
Krishna je all attractive.
All attractive.
Krishna je sve privlačen.
Any others?
Još neka odlika?
Jednak
je prema svima.
Any more that you really like?
Ima još koja da vam se jako sviđa?
The one he performs amazing lila.
Ah. Izvodi divne lile.
I like also that he's a very expert dresser.
Meni se jako sviđa što se tako vješto oblaču.
But the child is not bothering. It's okay.
He's religious.
No problem. No problem. If as long as he's not screaming. Just ordinary children noises is fine. There's so many noises going on around.
Yeah.
No problem.
We didn't notice.
We didn't even notice he was... Nope. Did anybody notice?
No.
No. No problem. If he's screaming, that's... But as long as he's not screaming.
He's religious.
He's very religious.
Very
good
linguist.
Yes. He's a very good linguist.
Very good linguist.
Say that in Croatian.
Jako, dobro zna jezike, dobro linguist.
He can even speak the language of the animals.
Može govoriti jezike životinja.
I like it that he's such a careful dresser that before he kills a demon, he makes sure that his, all of his clothes are in order.
Meni se jako sviđa što on tako dobro se oblači, da čak i prije nego ubio demone, onda se pobrine da je sva odjeća u redu. Jako dobro na mjestu.
He's also very expert at dressing Radharani.
A isto tako vješto oblači Radharani.
Ah,
on je genije.
He's such a genius that with one action he accomplishes many, many actions. Now we're going to look at some pastimes of Krishna that are in this battery's going. That is in relationship to the air.
There's a new one in the bag. They'd have to run though because it's going to.
So if you can think of some pastime where Krishna is flying on Garuda.
Ako se možete sjetiti neke zabave gdje Krishna leti na Garudi.
There are so many of them.
A ima ih toliko.
I think of how Krishna appears to Dhruva Maharaj on the back of Garuda.
Ja se sjećam kako se Krishna pojavio Dhruva Maharaj na Garudi.
When the demigods and the demons are fighting on the shore of the ocean of milk, Krishna also shows up on Garuda.
Kada se demoni i polubogovi bore na obali oceana mlijeka, Krishna se isto pojavio na Garudi.
And he likes to stand on the back of Garuda.
Isto tako voli stajati na leđima Garude.
He's very playful. Just imagine how much fun that would be, traveling through outer space, standing on the back of a gigantic eagle. White for Gajendra? What did he say?
Even when it's cold.
You know, your space is very cold.
Outer space is very cold, yeah. But probably Krishna and Garuda don't feel cold. But just imagine how much fun that would be. It's not very much fun flying in modern airplanes. But could you imagine if you could, and you'd have to really balance well, wouldn't you, to stand on the back of an eagle flying through outer space at top speed?
Ali morate jako dobro balansirati to kotla dok letite u svemiru.
So just imagine for a minute what that would feel like. You're standing on the back of this gigantic eagle who's flying faster than any kind of spaceship through outer space.
Zamislite kako bi to bilo letiti na krilima ogromnog orla koji leti nezamislivom brzinom.
So Krishna really likes to have fun.
Krishna se voli jako zabavljati.
And as Garuda is flying, his wings are vibrating all the Vedic hymns.
I dok Garuda leti, njegova krila vibriraju vedske himne.
One time Krishna took Satyabhama with him, but that time I think they were sitting instead of standing. He took Satyabhama with him to kill the demon Bulbasaur.
Jednom je Krishna poveo sa sobom Satyabhama, ali mislim da su onda sjedili, a ne stajali, i odveo da kada je trebao ubiti demona Bulbasaura.
And also to visit Indra and return the earrings of his mother, and then he fought with Indra as well. So sometimes Krishna even takes his wife with him on the back of Garuda. So that means sometimes the devotees get to fly in Garuda with him too. Actually, at the foot of Govardhan Hill, one time Sridham took the form of Garuda, and Krishna took the form of Narayan and rode around on him.
Jednom je u podnožju brda Govardhan Šivar uzeo oblik Garude, a Krishna se popeo na njega i onda su tako se zabavljali.
So another pastime related to air is how Krishna is in the form of Mahavishnu, is breathing out and breathing in all of the universes.
Još jedna zabava vezana sa zrakom je kada Krishna u obliku Mahavishnu udiše i izdiše bezbrojne svemire.
This is another pastime we can think about whenever we're breathing or whenever we see anyone else breathing.
To je zabava na koju možemo misliti kada dišemo mi ili netko drugi.
So I'm breathing out some little, you know, microbes, but not whole universes.
Ja možda izdišem male mikrobe, ali ne čitave svemire.
So let's think for a minute. We're on this one planet that is within this one universe. That's just floating in a bubble.
Razmislimo na trenutak. Mislim na jednom malom planetu koji se nalazi u tom jednom svemiru i koji pluta kao neki mjehurić.
And there's many, 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 many bubbles filled with other universes.
I postoje mnogi, mnogi, mnogi mjehurići ispunjeni svemirima.
And in this universe now, Lord Brahma is 51 years old.
U ovom svemiru gospodin Brahma star je 51 godinu.
So Mahavishnu has just started to breathe back in.
Mahavishnu je upravo počeo udisati.
So this universe is being drawn back into the body of Mahavishnu.
Tako da se ovaj svemir uvlači ponovno u tijelo Mahavishnu.
How insignificant are we?
Koliko smo samo beznačajni.
Even if you looked at a map of Croatia, we wouldn't show up even as little dots.
Čak i kad pogledamo karte Hrvatske, ne bismo bili na toj maloj točki na toj karti.
You go up in an airplane and pretty soon even the cars are not visible.
Odete avion, ušete u avion, uskoro nećete vidjeti niti auto kada on poleti.
What to speak of each of the people?
Što te kreće o ljudima?
Just go up a little way and people disappear.
Odete samo malo, u zrak i ljudi nestanu.
And what to speak of the planet within the universe?
A što te kreće o planetima u svemiru?
Our planet is like one of the little spots of light that we see in the sky.
Naš planet je poput svih onih točkica svjetlosti koje vidimo na nebu.
And this whole universe is one bubble of many, many bubbles.
Ovo svemir je samo jedan mjehurić od mnogo, mnogo mjehurića.
Simply existing for one breath of the Lord.
Postoji samo jednom udisaju gospodina.
It says in the Bible that we are insignificant like a flower that today is blooming and tomorrow has faded.
U Bibliji je rečeno da smo beznačajni poput cvijeta koji danas cvijeta, a sutra nestaje.
Or like one wave in the water.
Ili poput vala u vodi.
Or like some smoke drifting in the wind.
Ili dima koji pluta na vjetru.
This whole universe exists for one breath of Mahavishnu.
Ovaj čitav svemir postoji u jednom dahu Mahavishnu.
So how long is this one life?
Koliko dug njegov život?
It's not even a moment.
Odnosno naš život, to nije čak niti jedan trenutak.
And as I was saying the other day, how many people know the names of their great-great-grandparents?
Kao što sam neki dan rekla, koliko ljudi zna imena svojih pradjedova?
Anybody here?
Netko ovdje.
So our great-great-grandchildren will not know our names.
Naši praunuci neće se sjećati naših imena.
Well, a little way after time after we're dead, we'll be forgotten.
Uskoro nakon naše smrti nas će zaboraviti.
And even how anyone here remember their last lives?
Sjećaju se neko od vas svog vašeg života.
So not only will our great-great-grandchildren forget us, even we will forget this life.
Ne samo da će nas naši praunuci zaboraviti i mi ćemo zaboraviti ovaj život.
The things that we have done 3 and 4 lifetimes ago, they don't even mean anything to us anymore.
Stvari koje smo učinili prije 3 ili 4 života niti nama nešto puno ne znači.
That is how insignificant we are.
Toliko smo beznačajni.
And yet,
opet,
Krishna loves us very much.
Krishna nas jako voli.
He cares what we are doing minute by minute.
Stalno mu je što činimo u svakom trenutku.
He is in our heart.
Nalazi se u našem srcu.
He is intimately concerned with every detail of our life.
Zanima ga svaka pojedinost našeg života.
Although we are so insignificant.
Iako smo tako beznačajni.
Still we are very, very important to him.
Ipak smo mu jako, jako važni.
Every little decision we make, every thought, every desire, he is aware of them.
On je svjestan svake naše odluke, svake naše misle, svake naše čak i najmanje želje.
And he cares that the things that we do bring us happiness.
I stalo mu do toga da stvari koje činimo da nas one usrećuju.
We can also think of how all the Vedic knowledge came through the breathing of the Lord.
Možemo razmišljati o tome kako svo vedsko znanje došlo od disanja gospodina.
Actually, all of the scriptures are considered to be simply the Lord's breathing.
Svi spisi samo se smatraju gospodinovim disanjem.
So when I breathe, I don't communicate anything.
Kada ja dišem, time ništa ne govorim, ne kazujem.
But the Lord's breathing is also language.
No, gospodinovo disanje je jezik.
And the last thing that I'm going to look at is Krishna's use of the air in playing his flute.
I zadnju stvar koju ćemo promatrati je kako Krishna koristi zrak da bi svirao svoju flautu.
Of course, Krishna can play any instrument.
Naravno, Krishna može svirati bilo koji instrument.
But he particularly favors a wind instrument.
Na posebno mu je drag te zračni instrument.
There are so many wonderful descriptions of Krishna's flute.
Ima toliko divnih opisa Krishnine flaute.
How it makes everything change its nature.
Kako čini da sve promijeni svoju prirodu.
Solid objects melt and liquid objects become solid.
Krute predmeti se tope, a tekuće predmeti postaju kruti.
Everyone who hears the flute thinks that Krishna is calling only them.
Svatko tko začne flautu misli da Krishna zove samo njega.
Each gopi is thinking, oh, Krishna is calling my name.
Svaka gopi misli, pa Krishna zove moje ime.
Each cow thinks, Krishna is calling my name.
Svaka krava misli, Krishna zove moje ime.
When Krishna is like that in general.
Krishna je takav.
He's relating with each devotee individually.
On se prema svakome bhakti individualno obhodi.
We see in this world that people go mad over musicians.
Možemo vidjeti u ovom svijetu kako ljudi polude za glazbenicima.
But how mad are people going over the supreme musician?
Koliko bi tek poludili za vrhovnim glazbenikom?
and just this breath of the Lord flowing through the bamboo of his flute. It enchants everyone. So air is such an ordinary thing. It is the most essential part of our life. We've looked at how it was subtle.
Видели смо како е суптилен.
How we have its pressure on our body.
Како е осушено плак на него на нашем тело.
The essence of breathing.
Зрак е суштина дисање.
How it's visible by its effects.
Како се може видети по учинцима кои производи.
How it can move things that are more solid and heavy than itself.
Како покреće ствари кои су крупче и теже од него само.
How it carries other things without mixing with them.
Kako nosi druge stvari bez da se miješa s njima.
How it's our most essential need.
Kako je to naša najvažnija potreba.
How it digests our food.
Kako probavlja našu hranu.
How it makes the plants and the trees dance.
Kako navodi drveće i biljke na ples.
How it forms patterns in plants, water and sand.
Kako stvara oblike na biljkama, vodi i pjesku.
We thought about Krishna's strength, his qualities, and his pastimes. So people often ask, how can I remember Krishna when I'm at work, when I'm at home, when I'm at school, when I'm not there with the devotees in some sadhana? But here we've seen that remembering Krishna is as easy as just looking at the effects of air and even thinking about our own breathing.
A vidimo da je misliti na Krishnu tako lako kao i promatrati učinke zraka, što zrak čini sa predmetima, i promatrati vlastiti disanje.
So I'd like to go around, if each of you can just say one thing about air that you particularly like in relationship to Krishna.
Ako biste sada mogli svatko od vas reći nešto što vam je ostalo u vezi zraka povezano s Krishnom.
Even though the fish may have all the facilities, when it is out of water, it cannot live very long. So the same way, the materialistic people who are not having Krishna, they won't live long.
Ne možemo živjeti bez zraka, kao što riba ne može živjeti bez vode. Na sličan način, kao što riba brzo umre kada se izvuče iz svog prirodnog elementa, tako i materijalisti brzo umiru bez Krišne, propadaju bez Krišne.
Zrak je svugdje oko nas, a ne možemo ga vidjeti, zbog toga je ono sličan Krišna.
Air is all around us, but we cannot see it, and therefore it is like Krishna.
It is very small,
and we can only see it, but it's a bit small. Zrak možemo vidjeti samo po učincima koje stvara.
Zrak je vrlo suptilan i zrak je vrlo osvježavajući.
Air is very subtle and it is very refreshing.
Nisam nikad razmišljao, evo sad još mi se vrti u glavi kad je rekla da je stvarno zrak najmoćniji, da može tako sve uništiti. Stvarno još mi se vrti, stvarno je tako.
I never thought about it this way as you presented it, that the air is so strong it can destroy everything, so I'm still thinking about it.
I don't know what I can say.
One thing that we mentioned that you like. Pick one.
I don't know, really.
We'll come back to you then. Behind you in the white skirt.
Potreba nam je zrak da bi disali, tako nam je potreban i Krišna.
I especially like the thing you said, how we don't If we don't have air, our wealth, our beauty, everything we have is useless to us. So in a similar way, we cannot live without Krishna. When we look at the different patterns on trees and plants, we can also think about Krishna's pastimes.
Especially Krishna's dancing.
I like
that air and sunlight is very clear. Sometimes we can hear. So air sometimes can be like soft when
so that sometimes, even though usually we can't see it, we can see it by its effects. So sometimes you can see Krishna by its by his effects. Yes.
Isto kao što zrak ne možemo vidjeti, ali vidimo ga po učincima koje stvari, tako isto je s Krišnom. Ne možemo ga možda vidjeti, ali vidimo posljedice, ono što on stvorio. Kada radimo pranajamu, onda nam zrak daje energiju.
I'll have to include that next time.
To ću morati uključiti u svoj korpus.
Actually, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he's the five kinds of prana.
Krishna Bhagavad Gita kaže da on pet vrsta prane.
I'm hoping to turn this into a book.
Nadam se da ću od ovoga napisati knjigu.
So, I'm also trying to get ideas from you.
Pa mi vaše ideje dobro dođu.
I mean, I got a lot from this class, but also what I'm thinking a lot is Krishna's present everywhere, also in every atom. This present is Paramatma, and I still cannot really grasp that. So this also makes a question for you later: how to understand that Krishna is present in every entity?
Ono što mene malo zbunjuje je to kako Krishna prisutan u svakom atomu, kao što se to opisuje.
Well, just exactly like the molecules of air are present everywhere, but you're not able to perceive that.
Baš kao što su molekule zraka svuda prisutne, ali ti to ne možeš vidjeti.
So between you and me, there's little molecules of atoms and molecules of oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen. It's there. And it's even pressing on you and pressing on me. And it's pressing on you with a lot of force, a tremendous amount of force. But I don't feel it and I don't see it.
Između tebe i meni nalazi se mnogo molekula kisika i dušika i svih drugih atoma, ali mi to molekula, mi to jednostavno ne vidimo i čak zrak vrši pritisak na naše tijelo i to isto ne možemo osjetiti.
So it's very much like that. Yes. Oh, he's really there.
Prisutan je kao Paramatma u svakom atomu.
He's really there.
Stvarno je tamo.
So just like you can see, if you're a scientist, you're able to have instruments by which you can see the molecules of air.
Recimo, znanstvenici, oni imaju instrumente kojima mogu vidjeti molekule zraka.
And if you can make the gases very cold, they'll go into a liquid form and you'll be able to see them.
I ako možemo dovesti te plinove, ako ih možemo zamrznuti i spustiti na jako nisku temperaturu, onda možemo vidjeti i njihovu obliku istinu.
Or we know the air is there because we're breathing.
I znamo da zrak postoji jer dišemo.
And it moves things sometimes.
I ponekad pokreće stvari.
So therefore we know it's there.
I zato znamo da je tu.
And we know it's there by hearing from scientific authorities.
A znamo to slušajući od znanstvenih autoriteta.
So in the same way one also can know that Paramatma is there.
Na sličan način možemo znati da Paramatma postoji.
That's how we get intelligence.
Tako dobivamo inteligenciju.
It seems like we're not going to come to the seminar on mind, intelligence and ego because of the time, and that's going to be Rati Yatra. But whenever we think of something, that's evidence that Supersoul is there.
Iako nećemo na seminaru obrađivati um, inteligenciju i ego, nemamo baš vremena, ali možemo vidjeti da čim razmišljamo o nečemu, to je dokaz inteligencije.
Just like whenever you breathe, you know there must be, you're breathing something.
Isto kao što kad dišemo, očito udišemo nešto.
If you desire to know that the Paramatma is everywhere and you meditate on that, he may be interested and show himself to you a little bit.
ako želimo meditirati na pari metu, ono jeste da je vidite tamo, onda će nam se ono i pokazati.
Krishna responds to our interest.
Krishna odgovara na naše interese.
Is that helpful?
Je li ovo pomoglo?
So what do you want to remember from this seminar?
Čega se ti želiš sjetiti iz seminara?
It's okay. I have something to say.
It is subtle, and it does not, but and it's also pure. It does not mix with other elements.
Now I know that all I have to do is think of
reading. Very nice. She said lately she's been having problems remembering Krishna at work or at school, and now she realizes if she just thinks about her breathing, she'll be able to remember Krishna.
Dakle, u zadnje vrijeme teško se sjeća Krishna na poslu u školi, ali sada zna da kad god diše može se sjetiti Krishna.
Have you thought of something you'd like to remember?
Jesi se sjetio nečega?
It's very difficult, you know, to feel that here, you know. Just like Krishna, you know, it is not easy. So it's amazing, just like it's also amazing how Krishna can maintain all universum without any effort. Just like that. Right?
Just like that. Yeah.
We are so insignificant. So teeny, so small, you know. But we think we are very big.
Thank you.
Zadivljujuće kako Krishna može čitati, odžavati čitave svemire, a mi smo tako beznačajni, mislimo da smo veliki.
So tomorrow we're going to be meditating on how we can remember Krishna with space.
With space.
Sada ćemo meditirati na to kako se možemo sjećati Krishna kroz prostor.
So all these other ones I have taught before, but the space one will be first time tomorrow.
Sve ovo o čemu sam govorila, već sam i prije o tome pričala, ali sutra ću po prvi puta govoriti o prostoru.
So I'm excited about it, and I hope that you can give me some feedback about it also.
Jako sam uzbuđena zbog toga i nadam se da ćete mi dati neku povratnu informaciju.
And I wanted to thank you for coming at this time of the day.
Hvala vam što ste došli u ovo doba dana.
Because everyone has just eaten.
Yes, it's upravo, yeah.
And there's now going to be hours and hours of activities.
Yes, there će još biti puno drugih aktivnosti.
So most other people want to take a break at this time.
Svi drugi se samo žele odmoriti u ovo vrijeme.
So I thank you for coming and having the eagerness to hear about Krishna.
Hvala vam što ste došli i što ste bili željni čuti o Krishna.
Do you want to
say? Yes, we forget. I'm not for sure that we forgotten that without air we cannot hear, because air is transferring the sound vibration.
Thank you.
Bez zraka ne možemo ni čuti, jer zrak prenosi zvučnu vibraciju.
Thank you.
Okay. He's our sound technician.
Yes.
Sound technician. Yes.
Yes.
But it's interesting, we'll look at this tomorrow, that in the Shastra it says that ultimately what transmits sound is not air, but ether.
Ether, yes. But here...
It appears here that it is air. But at least according to Shastra, it is ether. So that we'll look at tomorrow.
Okay.
No, Shastri pokaže da eter taj koji prenosi zvuk, što je zanimljivo.
So if you want to think about this also before tomorrow, space.
Dakle, ako želite razmišljati do sutra o prostoru.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Did you all have fun?
Yes.
Krishna consciousness should be a lot of fun.
Svjesnost Krishna bi trebala biti jako zabavna.
Kevala Ananda Kanda, it should be only joyful.
Samo radosno.
So we should have everything in our life should be reminding us of Krishna and bringing us great joy.
Sve u našem životu trebalo bi nas potičati na Krishna i donositi
So thank you very much, and there's some time before the next seminar, so you can take a little break. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Croatian Bhaktis ki.